The Burt Show.
Look, we know you got to make a living, so you're pulling up to work right now and you're going to miss the live Burt Show. But don't sweat it here. You can get always caught up. Like in a couple of minutes here, this dude wanted to get the blessing of his girlfriend's parents so he could propose, and they didn't give him the blessing that he wanted. You're going to miss that because you're going into work. No sweat. You get into work, you go to theburtshow.com. We upload the show in different segments on our podcast or the entire show if you got more time, so you're not going to miss anything. Go to theburtshow.com or any podcasting platform.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Ooh, Gisele Bündchen has had it. She was stopped for in the middle of a traffic stop, and she had this interaction with a cop where she just started to break down. I guess she was being followed by paparazzi, and so she was speeding a little bit, so then she got pulled over, and she's trying to explain it to the cop, and you can just hear her progressively get more frustrated that she feels so unsafe in this situation.
I'll give you a courtesy today.
Thank you. I was just trying to stay from that gap.
I understand who you are. I know that. I'll give you a... There's nothing I can do about that.
No, but it's
talking. Okay, well, then file a report with Miami Beach because it was coming from Miami Beach.
Okay.
So
there's more than...
Okay, so I'm sorry. So there's nothing I can do about that. But what do you need? Why are you crying?
No,
So she's like, no one's protecting me. She didn't get a ticket for whatever she was doing over the speed limit, but she's kind of looking at this guy that she's like, you have, you know, guns and tasers on you, and there's this guy following me, and I'm here in Miami feeling very vulnerable. Mm-hmm. What, can nobody do anything for me? And he's like, that's not my job.
Yeah.
It's a helpless place to be in.
Yeah. I will say this, too, man. I made a mistake yesterday. I saw this video on TMZ yesterday, and my initial thought, and I was wrong, was, oh, my God, these entitled celebrities, you're just getting a ticket. What are you crying about? And then today, with these new details, you get it. Like, they're being followed all the time by paparazzi, who's getting paid big money, you know, because, frankly, we're interested in it, and they don't feel safe. So they try to speed away from the paparazzi. She gets popped by a cop, and she's breaking down.
And that's why I feel like those cop body cams are so important, because you can look at a picture of the cop next to her car and her crying, and the first thing you think of is entitled celebrity crying, mm-hmm. trying to get out of a traffic ticket, yep. Speeding ticket, mm-hmm. whatever. And then you watch that footage, and yeah, it's... You have empathy, especially for somebody who's a mom, and you're also looking out for your kids, and you have people chasing you. It's scary, and you hit your breaking point, and I think that was caught on camera by the cop's body cam, her just hitting her breaking point.
That level of fame, I feel like you just don't have any peace the moment you step outside.
How many times have I said this over the years? Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't know who would sign up for this kind of celebrity, because you think you want the notoriety and the intoxication of celebrity, but this is the real world. I would never sign up for this. I mean, she's probably worth $250 million. Not me, man. I would not want to do this.
Yeah, well, I mean, everything has a cost. She'll never have to worry about money again in her life, but what else do you have to worry about? You have to worry about your safety. You have to worry about your kid's safety. Every time you step outside, you're going to be followed by some guy. And I think we just saw her in the middle of a moment where she was just done. She would have chosen anything except her feeling like her safety was at risk in that moment.
We're the lowest level local celebrities you'll ever meet in your life. And when I'm out in the bar or whatever, I sort of have my head on a swivel, because if somebody wants to take a picture when I'm doing something stupid, I know it could be called in or it can be posted. And we're at the lowest level. These are celebrities that no matter what corner of the earth they go in, they have to have their head on a swivel. They could be in a hotel room. Somebody's out on a boat 3 miles with one of those kick-ass lenses, right? Mm-hmm. Looking into their hotel room. I just would not sign up for that.
Absolutely not. And even though we're a very, very low-level celebrity, like I said yesterday, we are on A-list, maybe not the A-list. But there's still consequences because of the type of job that we have. So even though we're not Gisele Bündchen, I mean, our job and livelihood can still be affected based off of what you're doing. going out at the bar. All right, speaking of celebs with some entitlement, I'm curious to see how you guys feel about this. So Emma Stone made her name off of being called Emma Stone. I guess when you register with the Actors Union or whatever, there can't be two people with the same name. So her real name is Emily Stone. So I guess there was some actress out there named Emily Stone, so she had to change her name to Emma Stone. But apparently she gets really frustrated when people in her personal life don't call her Emily. She's like, I want to be called Emily. That's my name. Even though she's made her name off of being called Emma Stone. Apparently she doesn't correct fans, but if anybody else in her personal life tries to call her Emma and not Emily, she gets pretty peeved about it.
I understand that. I can get that. I mean, that's why if you're close with Robert De Niro, you don't call him Robert. You call him Bob.
Right.
Bob. Yes, because who did we interview? God, we interviewed an actress. Her name escapes me, and she worked with him, and she kept referring to this Bob. And we're like, who's Bob? And she's like, oh, sorry, Robert De Niro.
Forget, not everyone is close friends with Robert De Niro.
Yeah.
It's a great flex.
Yeah, right? All right, Harvey Weinstein's conviction in New York has been overturned. How does that even happen? I'll explain on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.